American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the end of a long Native American summer, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd at the Dogwater Studios with the worst little podcast in the world, and my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Howdy.
Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Intern X. Man, we've got a lot of great stuff to talk about, but even better than that, the man, the legend, the mastermind, Mark Ernest.
Yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
No fucking way. Mark fucking Ernest, you guys.
Yeah. What?
Welcome back.
Hot off the record release.
In your face.
One of the oldest friends of the show.
What's that supposed to be?
All you other
really? From season
as,
one.
As in actual age?
No, we had some old
that's probably true as well.
No, but you're a season
he's like
one.
Half
6 years ago. Yeah.
I'm a season one. Yeah, I am.
You're one of the the gold star guests, we'll call it.
I'm not a virgin.
No. But you're our gold star.
Ooh.
No, we've had you many.
Not only have you been on, we've had you many.
We have a whole new set of listeners now. Than we used to.
Swell.
But to be a gold star, doesn't he have to not have been on other podcasts?
Yes, don't be weird, Rick.
Have you been on other podcasts?
Maybe.
Shit!
Local ones or unlocal ones?
You're such a whore,
doesn't
Mark.
Matter, man. Yeah.
What's their name?
If it's local, man, this is a small pool. And if it's international or, who the fuck are those people? Where their podcast been? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay.
But it's okay. I like it when you do me dirty.
Our next podcast you're on, tell them Rory will fight them.
considering one was a college professor, I think you'll be okay.
I could take a college professor.
Fuck yeah, you could.
I'm in pretty good shape for 42.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was in a damn musical for the last 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Rory, when you think about being tough, why do you pull out, I was in a musical? That's kind of weird, don't you think? That's the kind of thing gay people do.
Do you know what kind of shape you have to be in a musical at 42, dude?
Yeah, and I, well.
Like,
God, he does sound like a gay person.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he?
Fuck you.
I'm proud of you, dude. The show was awesome. I saw it Friday.
I was taking stage dives and I hurt my knee a couple of nights.
I saw you dancing around.
It was awesome.
You're pretty tough.
For the whole hour and a half, dude. You were moving. All you guys. It was awesome, dude.
So how is it that you do a stage dive in the musical?
At one point there's a number, We're Going In is the name of the number. And it's at the point in Silence of Lambs where the cops go and raid the house that nobody's there for.
Oh, okay.
We do this little pratfall dance, and it's we kind of Keystone Cop it up a little. And at the end, we're running around in circles, and we're all trying to get out of a doorway, and we all crash and fall. And I basically would take a little second base leg slide in, I'd hit the ground every night and kind of bang up my knee and my hip, but it made the fall look convincing when everybody else would then fall over as I slid into them.
Gotcha.
So. Good job, Rory.
You were the bowling ball and they were the pins.
A little bit, yeah. It was good. No, we did. It was a very physical parody comedy musical. So
it was. I would say Mad TV. Or not Mad TV, but...
By the way, this is Silence the Musical, Good Luck Macbeth, that you've all missed if you're listening right now.
Mad Magazine or National Lampoon kind of version of the Silence of the Lambs as a musical. It's fucking dope, dude. It made me laugh so hard, and my wife was, at the end of the night, she said, I had so much fucking fun,
It was fucking hilarious, and I wasn't even stoned. So
we were super stoned,
and so it's fucking so really hilarious.
It was good for people that were stoned and not stoned.
Fuck yeah!
Oh, Rory,
thank you for everybody who came to the show, because we had a oversold out show every night from start to finish, September 30 to October 22nd. Every weekend you guys came in and you brought us great energy, and thank you for everybody who came and supported us at Good Luck Macbeth. It was a really fun show to do.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
Dude, hey Rory, that skinny twink kid, is he gay?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh. So
So yes. He and his boyfriend are going to Thailand in like 80 days to go live there for 2 years.
Can Rick go with him?
Peace Corps.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Yeah.
How many Asian boys are they going to bang?
Oh, I'm just wondering which one of them is going to come back the lady boy.
Oh, my God. That's totally true. Because fags do that.
Hey, that's my good new bestest friend, Lucas Stiller. Luke was fucking awesome to work with.
Really great in the show, really funny and adorable.
Yeah.
What are fags?
He was in Clown Bar last year. They're weirdos you throw in a fire. No.
Pack of smokes.
What's that?
That's it. Cigarettes. Don't have those either.
So, dude, it was fucking great. There was almost nothing wrong. I'd never been to Good Luck Macbeth the theater, and it's I didn't realize that it's an adorable tiny little theater. It only seats like what 40 people or something, maybe.
Yeah, like 55, 60 if you know you put in extra
Jesus.
Folding chairs.
Look, it was so
which
cool. It's this intimate little setting, and if you're in the front row, I mean, the people are right in front, and the scene where what's his name that does the full frontal.
Cody Cannon, Buffalo
when,
Bill.
Yeah, when Cody does the fucking full front, that was awesome, by the way. I was like, is he going to do it? And then I saw him tuck, and I'm all, oh, that was just a beat before the end of the song. Guess what's coming? Tuck, full frontal. Oh, I shouldn't say full frontal. It's nearly full frontal.
He does. It's the...
It's as full frontal talking. As you can get
the without
Buffalo
seeing a Bill
dick.
Tuck.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't sit down front. That's all I got to say.
I'm sad. Awesome.
Cody Cannon is literally a romance novel cover model.
He's fucking, and he's just, and everybody was so fucking great in it. There was nothing went wrong. You were great. You were great singing. Rory, it's a thing where being overly dramatic and talking too loud are advantages.
Yes.
So of course you're amazing at it.
He talks to the back of the room in this podcast. He's got a mic there.
Holy shit.
Rory, it's okay. You got a mic.
At one point I was backstage and Bill's, we're in rehearsals and Bill's in the audience and I'm like, you know, I'm behind flats when we're singing. I'm not, can you guys hear me out in the room when I'm backstage? Like when I'm singing, stop, Rory. We can hear you.
Yeah. Well, nobody. Yeah, you know they got to tell. Now, but play to the back row.
Hey,
play to the back row. You don't got to tell Rory that ever.
By the
way, I knew you were there.
I
before.
Was the only bass in the whole chorus.
What?
So
the
I was
fuck
the entire bass line. But you could hear it in when we did the big choral pieces, right? Like right, the whole split from high to low.
Yeah. No, it was the it was awesome.
We were all really proud of some of that.
You were
shit.
Singing
no, you guys
good,
did a great
dude.
Job. And you sang great. I heard one bad note in the entire show, and it was you. And it was only for a brief second in one of the chorus parts. And I thought,
sure.
Oh, that was Rory's voice.
What night
being flat.
Did you go, Rick?
Wednesday.
Oh, sure. Well, it was if I was in the chorus and
it was
in
the
a
beginning.
Dance number. Oh, yeah, easy.
And that was the only flaw I saw in the entire performance. It was flawless. It was fucking amazing.
Awesome.
So I loved it. And your solo, where you sing the whole song, you were fantastic. You're fantastic in all the shit that you did. I was really proud to see
you. Were you cracking up or what, dude?
Oh, it was hilarious.
Awesome.
It was fucking
so
awesome.
So funny, dude.
And we're telling the audience and they can never go see it now, but you really missed something. It was pretty cool.
I didn't go, but I feel like from hearing you guys talk about it, it was probably the best show of all time.
Friend of the show, Gary.
It was one of the best this year.
I will just say friend of the show, Gary Kephart, showed up on closing night, which in my opinion was our single best performance. And we were on fucking fire and tight that night.
Hope so.
Gary came by with a video camera.
Oh.
So a video of this does exist out
nice.
There in some form and may be available at some point for private showings. So
fucking rad.
Nice. Then I guess.
Or a secret link on the internet.
Judge for yourself.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
Look for it on the dark web.
I'm glad you guys came to the show. I'm really glad you had a good time. A lot of the cast was really happy to see you there, too. They were really stoked that the Worst Little Podcast came to see our show.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, and I feel like a dick because you've been in like 8 things, and this is the first one that I've seen.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir.
And you always fail when I watch you, so I always think you're a complete ass. And it was the first time you didn't drop the ball at all. You were amazing.
You're the best at compliments, Rick.
Damn,
I'm just
going
to take myself out back and shoot myself now.
No, but it's true.
You've
got to admit, every time I watch you do something, you do a terrible, you get like, you freeze up or something happens.
It's because I still have a crush on you, Rick.
I hope so. We need to hot dog one of these days. You got to talk to your girl. Y'all, Rick just wants to hot dog me. It's not a big deal.
All right, but let's get past this now and turn to the white elephant in the room, which is our actual guest for the night.
Oh, who's good at complimenting now?
Yeah, so
what a dick.
So I'm white and I'm over 200 pounds. So
and,
that's good.
And you have that massive
compliment.
You have that massive trunk of a third leg.
That's true.
Oh my god.
You know when he pulls out his pockets, wow.
You fucking retarded douchebag.
I know, it started off so good, and then
and then it just went.
I was trying to salvage myself with a dick joke.
It went astray.
That was a good one. It was surreal, but I got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the worst little podcast in the world. Hey. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, and our guest this evening is Mr. Mark Earnest.
Mark!
You're in a lot of bands here. Tonight you've got some new music from I believe the band's name is called Sisters Doom.
Motherfucker.
Yes.
That's an odd name. What kind of name is that? Is that Scandinavian?
It's Icelandic.
Ah, I thought it had that bit of yellow ring.
Yeah.
It's off Scandinavian.
Off Scandinavian.
Offshore Scandinavian. Anyway, what's the question? Is there a question?
No, hi, but you're. I mean, okay.
No wonder you're into doom metal.
Mark Earnest, you're a part of lots of the music scene in Reno. Most recently, you had a real successful CD release with the Vague Choir and a great show over at the Saint a couple weekends ago.
And some of the Silence People came.
Yes, and we talked about it when the Silence People were on the show here because we had such a great time. But we had a blast there. That was a great show.
Everybody drink. Old school. Intern X.
Did I really?
I'm just going to call you X because that's you've been here a long time.
Yeah, no.
X, can you please bring me a green?
If I say that, we have to drink.
Yeah, no. You got
it. Thank you.
Or at least I do. Small. If you're playing along at home, you should remember to be drinking. That goes to...
So is it just every time there's a cliche? Is that the
No,
idea?
He said yeah, no.
We were trying to break cliche. Rory of saying...
Yeah, no.
Because he said it all the fucking time.
I have been a lot better at it.
No, we almost never get drunk off that anymore.
I think it's because you guys
we didn't even need that to get drunk last show.
No, that was
which
different.
Was terrible, you guys.
But,
oh
back,
my God.
But back to Mark.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, fuck. Don't listen. It's awful.
But back to Mark.
Jesus. If those people are ever on again, no more whiskey, okay?
We'll talk about it later. Back to Mark. It was Pushbox. It was Georgia and Michael.
Oh, yeah. Bless them. They're amazing.
From last week.
We had a bit of fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ. By the end of the quiz, nobody could talk. And it's a talk show.
horrible. They're at the Saint on Friday, right?
That is correct.
They will be amazing because they're amazing. They're
professional when they play.
Yeah, no, they're just fucking off at my house, so you do what you want.
Yeah.
I was a bad
dog
water
has,
as usual.
Has done that to bands.
Back in the Mr.
Vague... You call this a studio?
Back in the Mr. This is like a morning zoo show on acid. Fuck me.
I'm really trying to focus on you, Mark. But the voices in my head don't let me.
But I'm really...
Yay! I'll stop.
I'm really looking forward, if I show up, to the Pushbox show because... I'm glad they're back together again because they're really cool back in the day.
Playing Mary Anarchy this year.
And back at,
fuck
that's
yeah.
very cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Vague Choir is as well, so that'll be cool.
Fuck yeah.
And it's just cool. And, you know, to see Georgia playing again especially is very cool because I had that layover there. And it's very nice. Oh, God, there's more beer. Holy
and again, you are somebody who I know has been a longtime supporter of Georgia and Pushbox and their work over there. Because that was around the same time I met you, was in the Vitriolix days.
Yeah. We
there was some sort of bleed over there. Yeah.
We played with them a bunch.
Was it the same drummer?
Pat?
In Pushbox?
Yeah,
All the same people.
This was the band Mark was in with Penny, your roommate. Oh,
right. Yes. And I knew. Yeah, I know. I know. I've never saw them or heard them, but I know.
They were
know
my favorite
lore.
Band.
Fucking
back in the
Mark
day.
Would sing Gloria and have this meltdown and fall to the ground and knock things over, and it was awesome.
It was great.
I can't fall to the ground anymore though.
Blow it up at the jazz club.
You couldn't get back up.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can. You just won't.
The ascent is not as fun as the descent.
Man,
it's very unfun.
Do you think we could ever get a Vitriolix reunion?
Is everybody still alive?
Mm. Everyone is still alive. I just saw
That's
Dean.
A start.
I just saw Dean actually in
really?
Washington.
Really? How's he doing?
I played a solo show, and half of it was actually with him on drums as well.
Nice.
In the Tri-Cities in Washington, if you guys know where that's at.
That's where the old nuclear power plant used to be at.
It is. So he would have to fly in. I don't know if Penny would want to do that again.
The wisdom of Chewy.
She might not have a lot of time to do that, but like,
but I don't know. I mean, everyone still talks. Not distant, I mean, future, for the most part.
In the future.
You never know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Put a feather in that. Maybe put come back great to that band, at some point. Like that's a great idea.
It's like an all-star band first. It's like a Genesis band.
Well, fuck. I never got to see it. You know? So.
And I'll dress up like a flower, and it'll be great.
Rad.
Just like a Genesis band.
But so currently, okay, so Sisters Doom. Vague Choir. What other things are you doing? Or is it just those two?
Just those two right now.
Currently? Okay.
When I was in Tri-Cities, I actually played, like I said, a solo thing, and I might do more of that or not. I don't know. But at this point, it's just those two. I can really only handle like two at once.
Sure. No, just checking because, you know, you've had a hand in quite a lot of pies.
Yes.
As it were.
everything sounds like an innuendo on this show.
Oh, yeah. When you said solo show, I was going to say that's one of my search terms.
It's just.
Jesus.
So, but I stopped myself.
It's just, a yellow it's flag on filth. That.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, the Sisters Doom were playing at Offbeat.
Right. And now, do you guys also have a new CD coming out? Or are you recording something?
Yeah, it's already recorded and it's being mixed down. But tonight I brought some stuff from it to play.
So this is something still a few months out.
That nobody has ever heard.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Like who knows how many months out.
Right.
It's not a real plan kind
of
band.
But do we get to hear on the podcast? Do we get to hear some of it?
If you want to.
Fuck, that would be so rad. We could hear stuff nobody ever heard.
It's what you might call it exclusive.
Fuck.
Is there going to be...
Chewy's the marketing guy for you, which is a fucking sad state of affairs, I must say.
Is there an upcoming... Doom show.
There is. At the Offbeat Festival.
Oh, right. At the Offbeat. That's.
I think he said that.
At Jubs.
I meant to.
On the Friday, November 4th. And here's the lineup. And this is in order of appearance. It starts at 7 or 7:30. Crane and Galactic Orchestra.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then. You must have the gong. And then.
I don't have a ding anymore. It's so close.
You don't know. I'm sorry about your ding. and then Sisters Doom after that.
Oh, yeah.
And then. There you go. Nice. Oh, that's very nice. It's very, very 80s robotic.
Oh,
that's
wait, perfect. Here you go.
Ding.
And, yeah, right. And then.
You need to send me that file to put on my phone.
And then Lavish Green after that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lavish Green from back in the day.
From Lake Tahoe, man. Oh,
and then Elephant Rifle at the end.
Oh, fuck.
Ding.
It's November 4th. So
wait.
November 4th. It's one of the few shows in the festival that's all local.
Who's at the end?
Well, that's like beginning to end.
Elephant Rifle.
Nice. You want to have your face melted off. You stick around for Elephant Rifle.
Damn, Norwegian. That's what you got to say.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're Norwegian, right?
sure.
Damn, Norwegian.
It's no wonder they call us the most professional sounding podcast in the University Heights neighborhood.
We are big time hi-fi stereo
you see
that? System.
That's a fact. Mark Ernest.
Yes.
Can we listen to some of this Sisters Doom?
Yes, you can. Yes.
And for those of you who haven't seen this live, it's fucking unbelievable. Okay, so what track should we hear, Mark?
Why don't you start with the first one, 48 Hour Bad Decision is the name of it.
Okay. Is this it?
This is it.
Fucking rad.
You're gone.
talk yet. There were so many false stops.
Okay.
No. Is it over?
It's officially over.
Fuck, that was so rad.
That's a great song.
Jesus, some dude, that fucking shit. And that grungy ass fucking guitar shit and the fucking and your vocals being all tripped out. That was fucking amazing.
And Rick, you should keep what Mark said in that little whisper right before the end.
Oh, the audience already knows that I did.
Well, yes. But,
so, face.
Dude, the face. No,
that
right,
would
exactly.
be good music to listen to while you're driving a dump truck or something.
That's roadhouse music. That's driving. That's like that's getting true. Eight ball and a hooker and make a lot of bad decisions.
I was going
to
say
that's on the road to Vegas.
My last 40
that's
hours.
A Nowhere Nevada song. That right there.
Nowhere, that's some, we get some Sudafed and make some meth kind of a song. Or a
prequel. Hell yeah.
Hey, man. Prequel? Maybe with
that. Damn.
I like the prequel. That's a good.
So that was pretty fucking bitching, man.
So where are you guys doing that? Where are you having the recording at? Who's doing all that?
We did it at the Sound Saloon with Colin Christian.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, awesome.
Is that in Reno?
Yeah.
Colin's fucking
it's in
Colin's
amazing.
A great
it's
dude.
In downtown.
I don't know if Jen Scafidi was working for him for a little while. I don't know what he's doing now. I haven't talked to him lately.
Yeah, I don't think she is still. I'm not
right,
sure.
Right, I thought. I don't think
Alex, so. Alex Hay, who used to be, something like I said, his name was Alex Hay, but it's only one Alex. Alex Hay, who used to be in the Sisters Doom, but isn't anymore, but he's in Seasoned Centuries. He does recordings there, and then Jeremy Ainsworth, who's in Drag Me Under, does recordings there too.
Right.
Those three guys. But Colin did our record. So
they all like take turns using the same studio space.
Yep.
And then they combine all of their equipment to make it a grand, like amazing amalgamation of studio stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck yeah. That's so awesome.
Rad.
So it's like the giant robots where the smaller robots combine their forces to make the giant robot.
It's called Voltron,
efficient.
Rick.
Yes, Voltron. That's what I'm going for. And also Power G-Force. Rangers to a lesser degree.
To a real lesser degree, the GoBots.
Oh yeah,
well,
those were
the Kmart.
Hey, I don't want to try to show the GoBots again.
Both Transformers and GoBots had that one dude who was made of like five pieces, but the other shows were little, like it was one thing.
Yeah, The GoBots were like a knockoff.
They were like knockoff Transformer.
Yeah,
fuck the GoBots.
I had GoBots because that's all my mom would buy me. What?
That's what they sold at Kmart back then.
That's what we had in the ghetto. We didn't have your cool fucking Transformers.
Markers. What were we talking about?
What were we talking about? The song we just
How amazing the Sisters Doom are.
It's
really awesome to be able to hear the lyrics.
So,
when I see you live,
the studio's
I can see
like Voltron.
You
got
look
it.
Like you're going to explode out your face, but I can't understand anything you're saying, which is still amazing.
Like, so, for everybody who, you know, Mark is a very mild mannered accountant looking man in real life.
Yeah.
God, I'm an elephant. I'm a white accountant. I'm the white accountant in the room.
I mean, you're totally camouflaged as an ordinary person.
Exactly.
And
you could move to Nebraska and mingle freely throughout all levels of society.
I'd still be a rock star.
No one would guess. I lived in Minnesota for 5 years.
Yeah, you look like you lived in Minnesota. Jesus. But then you
but,
start.
I mean,
more
you
ways
know,
than one,
but
honey.
I mean, you know, you've never. I mean, I've known you for not.
I'm not sure what that means, but
nigh 20 years now, and you know, you're not one for the flashy clothes, the tattoos, the funny colored hair. You know, you're
normal,
dude, but
normal
get him
person.
On stage.
Very
you're
very
comfortable. Microphone.
Very comfortable with your normalcy, as it were. You've never had to wear like the punk rock uniforms.
No,
and,
no.
You know,
I got really close with. Sisters Doom at first, yeah. Sisters, that's really funny. No, but when I was first in the Sisters Doom, I was considering something that was more costumey, and then I thought, no, I'm gonna look like a dude in drag or something in a bad way,
right?
And just it's just not gonna
Juggalo.
Work. So I just said, yeah, exactly. So I just said, screw it. So just play the songs and.
Yeah.
Yell at people and stuff.
Let the music stand
but,
for itself.
But then, but you on stage again for 20 years have all, you're just this explosive presence as a singer, especially.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even when you're, you know, you're just playing guitar with a band sometimes, you know, you're quite stand out. Mm-hmm. But your energy is in the power of your vocals and it, like Rick said, it's nice to be able to hear what you're saying because you're also a fantastic writer.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you know, when I have read your liner notes on other stuff, you're just, you've got a great gift for communicating ideas.
Mark is rock and roll, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
He's a rocker.
Well, you obviously love rock and roll and love music in general.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a fan.
It comes through,
kind of lucked out or whatever they say. Whatever cliche they say about that.
Just playing with Jason Thomas.
Yeah.
Marcus Mayall, no big deal.
In big choir, yeah. And I should probably say,
so yeah, let's
probably say who
throw,
else is in the Sisters.
Throw down yeah. Sisters, oh, yeah, let's Doom for us, please.
So no big it's, deal. it's Mike Young on drums,
yeah,
and John Perry on guitar, and
yeah, Mr. Perry and his big beard,
yes, and his big beard, and they were in the Saddle Tramps until mm-hmm. like a couple weeks ago,
right,
right,
and then and me at this point, and we've had three people leave, but they're all three on the record still. We didn't erase anyone. Mm-hmm. Alex, who I mentioned before, is on the record, and he's guitar player for Seasoned Centuries also.
Do y'all remain Sisters even if they're not playing with the Sisters?
Right.
In a family way?
Are they exercised yeah. from the family?
Are you like scissors sisters? Like kissing cousins?
Hey, don't take it there, man. And I was trying to ask an honest question.
Right now I'm totally making the scissoring hand gesture.
I was about to say,
Rory,
it's fucking radio, as it were. No one's going to be able to see your obscene gestures.
Yeah.
What the hell? Good Lord. But anyway, so yeah, Alex. But no, we all still say hi.
Oh, good. And then, if you're all in the recordings, I mean, that kind of means you're together.
Yeah, yeah.
Even, yeah.
Yeah.
Trippy.
Together on...
Wax.
Data.
Forever.
Data.
Living
data.
Forever on the internet,
Living forever
probably.
On the internet, yes. And then Suda, from Post-War, of course.
Yeah.
One of the other things, is the keyboard player on it. And then Grayson Beffa, who is also with John and Mike in... Them Sons of Bitches was the last thing, and they were in a bunch of other bands too.
Friends of the show,
yeah. Yep. Other friends of the show,
and but Grayson's moved to Los Angeles, and okay. so
who's that's calling?
The universal symbol of Los Angeles.
My yeah. sister is calling right now.
Oh, should we say hi? Or not?
Yeah,
oh,
let's we need say to hi. Take a break. Do you mind? If
no,
randomly?
I'm pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of family.
Oh, she's a Sister Doom.
Hi, Rebecca Nussbaum. You're live on the recent past on the worst little podcast in the world. What's happening?
Good sister segue.
Not much. I'm live on the what? On the worst little podcast?
You're live from the recent past on the worst little podcast. As in, you're being recorded.
Fantastic. How is the worst little podcast?
Tell her I said hi.
You're good.
It's crappy as usual.
Rick says hi from the other room.
Which is great.
Oh,
it's all right, I guess.
Woo! She's awesome.
So what's up?
I was calling to talk about a very air-friendly topic, your mother's birthday present.
Oh, yeah. Did it arrive? Is it broken?
She doesn't listen.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it did, and it is.
Damn it.
But it's
was it like a ceramic broken. Bowl that you made or something?
It's
Wait,
a snowflake.
What?
The wonky knee joint, you can kind of put back in place, and if no one really moves too fast.
Okay, just detail. Like a piece of it is broken and it needs to be returned?
Is it a baby?
Yeah, but you
it's
can make
no,
it work.
It's
Did
a,
you spend
it's
enough
an,
that we should return it, or should we just rig it up?
It's an anima. It's an animatronic Halloween Halloween thing that I got for my mom for her 7th birthday to like put what is it? Which
she
one
said
did
she
we
could rig
up getting?
It.
It plays Dixie,
oh,
the most Halloween-y of tunes.
Wait, what does it do? What does it do? What is it again?
It's a Praise banjo Dixie. Playing skeleton.
Oh, that's right.
It plays Dixie.
It like sits on a chair and
so it's Halloween and it's kind of racist also.
Well, there's no chair, but it's this.
Perfect.
Ooh, that's very Rory.
It's
very
black
Rory.
People.
Oh, perfect for Missouri.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it played Dixie. But yeah. That's kind
this,
of
to this thing, it's so Halloween spooks means something else to this toy.
Like,
we just it was I started it off of Amazon. It's a banjo playing skeleton. Put it in a rocking
oh my
chair.
God.
You know?
Can I get a sing, Kyle?
I was really kind of hoping more for dueling banjos. Like like a deliverance kind
That's
of vibe.
That's even better.
Yeah, no, then it's anal rape. It's either anal rape
yeah,
or we hate black
racist.
People.
And racist.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Oh, yeah. It is terrifying.
So how bad is the knee?
You said she could rig it.
Well, the
Rick,
manufacturing
Rick keeps insisting
on that side
you said
was very
rig
rough.
It. Okay.
Yeah, Steve, I'm thinking rig it, but... We're thinking, well, if it's seasonal and you actually if you spent a lot of money on this, I have things to sell you, my friend.
We did not spend as much money as we had been planning on spending because the cool thing we wanted ended up being out of stock, so that was our second choice.
Yeah.
Has mom seen it yet?
No. Well, I called her tonight to make arrangements for that, and she was concerned I might have to ship it back myself.
Okay.
So she told me to call you first.
Okay.
I felt like a jerk.
I will figure this all out after the show sometime. But basically, I will call her and say, "Do you think you could fix it?"
Again.
Oh, yeah, I could fix it, and a little super glue will keep it in place. It's obviously
Well, then just fix it.
It'll stay in place. Yeah. Like, it's sitting on my coffee
table. Yeah, and the South will rise again.
Fine, but if you kind of look at it, it falls off.
By the way, Rory's...
But then you move it, and you put it back on, and it's fine.
Oh. Well, this is another Worst Little Podcast exclusive.
I would say so.
I will hand deliver it tomorrow, and we'll report.
Okay, we're gonna continue with the rock show here.
We love your mom. Do? Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, my mom just turned 70. Everybody,
happy birthday, Rory's mom, Reverend Rory's mom. 70?
All right, bye, Rebecca. I love you.
Bye, Rebecca.
Yeah. My mom did just turn. And wait, hang on a second.
Okay.
Sister's doom.
My mom did just turn 70 years old. She's wow.
By the way, Rory, my favorite part of that phone call was when your sister was when we were all describing whatever horrific thing you gave to your mom, and the sister said, "Yes, it's terrifying."
I caught that.
She almost said it matter of factly though, like you've sent terrifying shit to her before.
I've sent my sister quite interesting packages sometimes, maybe with false bottoms, so she could get a cheesy Christmas present in front of the family and a card that said, "Don't react. Take the rest of the box back to your room. And here's how you open the bottom of the box." I wrote a separate card and sealed it with instructions on how to find the secret, real, illicit present.
You're so wacky.
Yeah.
Was it meth?
No.
I was trying to think of what would have to be hidden in the bottom of the...
Richard, are you saying that because the thing said Dixie? Is that where you're saying?
It was a dildo. It was a dildo because my mom had a Christian house.
I thought meth or butt plug. That's all that crossed my mind. I don't know.
And butt plug.
There you go. Now that's a weekend.
A meth coated butt plug. No.
Now I'm really mad because I don't have my lyric notebook with me and I can't write meth and butt plug. Which is how I got 48 Hour Bad Decision, because a bandmate actually said that about a 2-day bender he was basically on.
Nice.
Hi, Tony. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so there you go. So now, but I'll have, I think I can remember, how can I forget meth and butt plug? Yeah. I think I'll remember
that. That could be the name of
whenever
this episode.
You think of this show,
meth and butt plug.
Just remember, bad meth idea. And butt plug.
Yes.
And throw in
Dixie.
Something about smoking it out of broken light bulbs that are held together with coat hangers.
Ooh.
Wow.
And then you can move on to
that's a good segue,
Deliverance.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my mom likes creepy animatronics, so I got her one.
Of course she does.
Did you ever send her the fish that sang and shit like that?
Yeah, no. The singing fish.
No.
Whatever that was.
No, but I bought her...
about to make a comeback.
Like a creepy Grim Reaper that moved. I've got her creepy Santas and then blacked out their eyes.
Which
and she loves it.
What
so
segregationist
mom,
anthems
so you give
did
your
that
mom
play?
Your shitty little art projects is what you're trying to tell me.
No,
still.
No, I'll pay money for them, but I'll fuck with the detail.
Yeah,
well, just one little detail of it.
That's art, Rory. Yeah. I think he was actually giving you a compliment.
I think it's very thoughtful.
That, that passes for a compliment
about.
On this show, as a matter
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just more like fucking with my mom. But yeah.
It was your sister who doomed us to that.
Yeah.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
All right, kid, go to bed. Fuck you.
That's your grandma, so.
You know, that's funny because that's
sick burn.
First place sick I ever burn. Fingered your mom at.
Live. Yes, live. That was beautiful.
Now there's a take two of that.
You got two of those now.
Because Mark, you haven't been around lately, Mark, but we have this great.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
So that gets played a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Like some now of those
you can
be
play
talking
in stereo,
about.
So that's
yeah.
pretty rad.
Yeah, well, I love a second take.
I ever fingered your mom at.
I'm not giving you any second takes.
Put it right. in a stereo screen and see how close they match exactly together.
If you flip the phase and they disappear, that means they're identical.
Yep. Just auto-tune it.
Be pretty rad.
Like we started with Nick with
I'd just suck his dick. How dare
and then
you?
He began, and then
how
he
would,
began
why
saying,
would you bring
wait,
that
wait,
up?
Wait,
why
wait,
would you do that?
I rewound. Do that again.
Oh, I'd just suck his dick.
That was when you were pissed about it. And then one day you just gave up.
I'd just suck his dick.
And so like I just kept collecting them as they came.
How
so.
Dare you?
Okay, anyway.
I'm not going to do it. You're not getting a fourth
dare
one, motherfucker.
You, sir.
Never, ever.
So we finished with the sisters, both Doom and Rory's. And then what else is going on?
In Marquee World.
In Marquee World?
The CD release was fucking Marquee. Hella fun.
Oh, yes, so good.
It was fun.
That
I love,
kicked so
I,
much
I
out.
Must say I like the Saints. Are we allowed to do a commercial?
It's
really
a fucking great
yeah.
place.
We like no, I that, I...
It sounds awesome. It's fucking the lighting. Everything is amazing
yep,
there.
Yep. The people who run it are very cool.
Fucking everybody. I walked in the door and everybody I love was there. Like it was just like this room full of people I loved.
Nice.
It was very cool. And
good
and
vibe.
The Grim Tones are great.
Good spot.
And, yeah.
Stebby was really great.
Oh my
yeah.
God. That was so fucking great.
And
Johnny's
Michelle,
working the bar. And
Johnny's working the bar.
Yep.
Oh my God. It
Johnny,
was awesome.
Johnny embarrassed me because he compared me to Jeff Buckley, which I think is really insane because there's like no way I'm that good. At all.
You're pretty damn good, though.
So I figured he was drunk. But, and Michelle Bell from the Grim Tones played with us, and that was really cool.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was
and she
was
did
a
rock
cool
move.
Moment.
I don't
yeah.
know if you've seen the picture.
Yeah,
did,
yeah, playing with
I,
her foot and
yeah,
playing
like,
guitar.
Well, that's, yeah, yeah. So that's pretty
she's
bad.
A pretty badass rock and roller.
She's crazy like that.
It's funny because we were awesome. Talking about when we were practicing with her, because I first met her when she was a high school student, and we were
yeah.
at Walden's, and we were Walden's. For those of you who
open
may not
mic.
Know, yeah, open mic. We're a lot of it was like a feeder thing,
yeah.
And so here's this high school student about to play guitar. And I'm like, oh god, you know, it's going to be you know Fall Out Boy or some shit. And she plays you know like Hendrix or some Note Perfect Beatles song. I'm like, oh my god, this is insane.
Just
so kind of went from
it.
There. But yeah, so it was a fun night. It was really cool. It was a really cool night.
Yeah.
And I like the Saint a lot. It's very I'm really impressed with what they did. I'm pretty cynical about new places just because. As you alluded to, I've been here for 20 years now.
You've seen a lot of stuff come and go.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and,
yeah. Very ebb and flow. But no, they totally know what they're doing there.
Having just done the show down the street at Good Luck Macbeth, we quite often a bunch of nights rolled down to the Saint because we all went in one night after a rehearsal and. You know, they just treated us right and bang, you know, we went to your show. There are a couple other times we went in and stuff and great space, good vibe, like it's clean, friendly.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it looks fantastic. The sound is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like yeah. for that kind of room you walk into and you expect it's going to be all bouncy and echoey and blah,
yeah.
But no, it's really tightly controlled, really well thought out. Yeah, go check it out. See all of your favorite bands you've never seen there.
Me and Chew were talking before
and by
show.
That I mean go see new music. Don't sit on your ass complaining there's nothing to do in Reno. There's always new bands playing. Always.
The Saint's like an awesome showroom that has a bar.
Yeah.
And then you got like a bar that has a showroom.
And then the back patio is also quite spacious.
I go to the Saint to see music. That's, you know,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
what
and
you
and it's
do
kind
there.
Of suited toward that. And it's yeah. suited toward if you just want to drink, you don't have to be in front of the band to do it, which I'm totally cool with.
And
I'm
it's, always,
right.
I don't think, whenever like you go and see a band and the lead singer with his codpiece or whatever says, you know, go up front
yeah.
and blah, blah, blah. I hate that shit. Worse
well,
than life
yeah.
itself.
Maybe
the way
I don't
with
want
the
to.
Bar area up front, the way, with the bar area very up front there and in the corner, it can function as just a neighborhood afternoon bar as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's going to be one of the things that helps lock it in and keep it afloat.
Yeah,
you know,
and
really
then the
head
first,
above water.
And the first time we played there with Elephant Rifle, like people who were there to drink actually did end up seeing us and saying nice things about us and that I didn't know. I had no idea who they were and all that. And I was just like, wow, okay, well,
that's even better. Yeah.
That's true. They have like crazy weird beer selection there.
Yes.
Like, so
yeah.
if you're into beers, so you go there and then you also get live music. But for me, it's just more like the showroom. And
it's
then,
a good space. It's a really good space to see music for sure.
Yeah. Good job over there, you guys. Love
yeah,
to see
welcome.
What else you got for us musically, Mark?
Musically?
Yeah.
You like, you're like, I see you holding a guitar.
Like this thing, you mean like this thing I'm holding?
Yeah.
In your pants.
The third leg you alluded to
exactly.
earlier.
Exactly. It's hard and ready. It Whoa. Looks.
Chewie's leaving because he knows him how bad I play guitar.
It's dangerous.
So I'll play a song here. This is called Great Big Fight, and it's the title track to the Vaquai record. So.
Excellent.
In this great big fight that you call your life, with punches raining down like you're gonna drown, come on up for some air. It's okay to be scared. Look out now, there's detour. What it means, you're not really sure. Every line is a horizon. Every line is a horizon. In this great big crime, you lose it in your prime, closing all of those doors you held open before. I want you to let me in. I'll even lead with my chin. Look out now, there's a detour. What it means, you're not really sure. Every line is a horizon. Every line is a horizon. Undiscovered beneath your feet. Great big fight that you call your life, you're never alone. You don't have to atone. We will still extend our hands. You know that we'll understand. Look out now, there's a detour. What it means, you're not really sure. Every line is a horizon. Every line is a horizon undiscovered beneath your feet.
Awesome. To hear that all fucking unplugged action.
That's really cool.
Love that song, dude. Love the record.
On the album, that song fucking rocks. And then right now, that was kind of calm.
How's the reception been?
To the record?
Yeah.
Really good from what people have told me. We've only started to send it out and try to do, websites and
sure, but
and
local
other podcasts that are more professional than this one.
What?
So I haven't heard
One's
much yet. It's only
sponsorships.
Been 2 weeks.
Sponsorships? The other podcasts.
Oh, I thought you meant actual ships that sponsor. That.
Yeah, that's the reason we're not good is because we didn't get sponsored.
That's right.
It's awful.
Well, see, it's kind of a two-way street, Nick. We do things that make people want to sponsor us, and then we do more of it, and then they pay us more.
They can't afford us.
But basically, we
That's
do
th- true.
We do
we
things people don't want to pay us to do.
What we do.
No. We're an embarrassment.
No.
We're a bunch of boots and hacks that can't do shit. I'm leaving.
Are you crazy?
Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Well, get
the worst little podcast ever.
I changed my mind. We're rad.
No, my daughter.
In the not
rad.
Too distant future, we're going to have 250 episodes, so that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
And there
Season
may be
seven
some star
that
changes.
Doesn't mean,
and
that doesn't mean
happening.
We're any good. It just means we won't stop.
Yeah.
There might be
yeah,
some more professionalism
half the
happening.
I think we got
seven.
To hang out with a lot of really cool people, and I feel accomplished
great,
about
great
that.
Music.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anyone that's been too afraid to be on here yet of the musicians that I know. I think almost everyone I know has been on, at least from our, the circle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah. That's the easy pool.
We always get an amazing.
You need the new kids, though. You need, like, the Holland kids and people like that. Cause there's a lot
ooh,
of,
more Holland kids.
We have been picking up a lot of younger acts in the last few months.
Our age thing varies. Sometimes we get called out on our age because of the quiz and more, shit. We're like,
I'm going to say more and more often.
Who
man.
Are these people you're talking about? We don't know Helen Hunt or Holly Hunter.
Nick, a lot of your rapid fire questions are getting kind of dated for that younger crowd.
I'm an old man. I'm fucking, excuse me for being old. Old
pop cuff. I mean, like, they don't even know who Adam Sandler's career died before.
No,
they were
he
born.
Might as well be Alan Alda.
They're all yeah. No. You mean Andy Samberg, right? Because I know who that is. That's what the kids say.
Yeah,
Adam Sandler.
But, yeah, we're old. Man.
Yeah,
you gotta ask more Fallout Boy.
I was just in a musical with a bunch of 20-year-olds. We're old, man.
It's awful. I remember what 45 looked like to me when I was their age, and it sucked.
Yep.
So, bam.
I remember you complaining about old man skin.
Yep.
And
yep.
How you were just slowly developing it. Is it all over, Rick?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's everywhere.
And every day I soak myself in oil and the hopes that I can, like, put it off another year or, like, slow its progression all over my body.
Bathery thing? Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
he goes to the bathhouse.
Kind of weird, like rubber suit.
He goes to Carl's every weekend.
Countess Bathory is what I meant. You don't know that story.
The
blood
of
virgins. Yes, we know Countess Bathory is.
I thought she bathed in
that. Oh, bathed in the blood of virgins, right. Well, I don't know what I do with it, but I do something with it.
Have you tried that
yet? He goes and bathes in something.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
And it might be a tub full of it. Truth. Jokes. I meant jokes.
Slurping.
Oh, boy. But yes, Rory, the record's doing great. Everyone's thrilled.
I noticed the cover of the record is a bird's nest.
Was shot.
Downstairs from Dog Water.
Really?
It was, yeah.
When they were recording, that was when the fucking doves had their eggs downstairs.
Yeah.
And then they hatched.
Amazing.
And we were trying to think of what to, because we didn't have a name for the record or really art or anything. And Marcus Mayhall, who's the bass player, by the way, of Fake Choir, took that picture on his phone. And I'm like, holy crap, that's a really cool picture, the way it was framed and stuff. And mm-hmm. And then we had to figure out how to use it from there. And then there's the actual, in fact, Richard, over there, Mr. Bathes in the Blood of Virgin
right.
Something. Little boys or whatever.
Hey.
Spunk!
It's his photo on the back cover of the bird itself with the two babies saying, don't fuck with these babies or I'll kill you.
Yeah. Totally.
And then, yeah. So right. So we did the whole motif, which was kind of...
And cool. Second album, two eggs.
Man. Second album, two eggs. Yeah. So
hey.
It made sense.
Hidden meanings, so cool. Man. And Roxy Colley was recording the same weekend and stuff. And our band is based on a... Mm-hmm.
That's the name of an ornithologist.
An ornithologist. Ornithologist? How do you say it?
Ornithologist.
Ornithologist.
How you
know
doing
what that
there,
means
Nick?
In Spanish?
Dead
is somebody who practices dead ornithology.
Birds.
Jeez, how high are you?
Who?
I don't think it's the rolling of the rocks in the Nick's head.
No, play the old school one, dude. If anything, but why are you calling me out, Rick? All what right. The fuck?
Jeez, how high are you?
I mean, Riku.
You?
Oh, okay. That's better. That's
how
better.
How dare you?
There you go.
So where's that record available?
Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Chewy. It is on Bandcamp. And as far as non-corporeal, it's on Bandcamp. Within the next, probably by the time people hear this, or maybe a week later, it'll be on all the other like sites like iTunes and Amazon.
Or can you,
stuff.
Can you buy a physical copy somewhere?
Like, yeah, yeah. We haven't done the Reno stuff for that yet, but we're going to do Discology, I'm sure, and Recycled, I'm sure. And at the shows, of course.
The first one, Non Ultra Joy, that's also in these spots, right?
Yes.
Fucking rad. And I know Non Ultra Joy was on Spotify.
Yes. So and this one will be eventually, too.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm thinking of doing a Spotify like. A consistent playlist, like every week thing, not just Vague Choir stuff, but other stuff. So hopefully Reno stuff too, because I know actually quite a lot of people who are on there. It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking rad.
So,
but I'm being too serious. So maybe I should say piss or something.
20 years you've been in Reno. I've worked as a educator and a writer and all sorts of stuff in various senses.
Wait, what? I've never been an educator.
Oh, you've taught me plenty.
I was going to say, no, you've
check
actually,
your notes, Rory.
Sexually.
No, I would say within the music scene itself, you freely dispense your advice and wisdom to other folks in
to
the
people
scene.
To people who don't ask for it? Yes.
Perfect.
No, exactly. You should. Well, maybe sometimes.
Publicly,
but,
also,
no.
you've been in the newspaper telling people what to listen to.
Yeah, I used to write which is. When they had one, I used to write the review record review thing. In,
before it
for the
totally just went all casino.
You got a lot of good interviews
style.
With some famous folks, too,
which,
right?
Which I still do, actually. That's how I get some of the vague money is from – I do freelance for them still. I interviewed the dude from Goo Goo Dolls last week.
Yeah.
Was he a good
for
dude?
Instance. Yeah, it was really fun, actually.
What's his name? Johnny
Resnick, I think.
Right.
So he's cool. And I interviewed the – Australian singer from Parkway Drive, which is this kid band you've never heard of, but they're pretty cool. And
those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Chewy,
he's heard of them.
Starting rumors about.
So
kids.
Yeah, so I still do that kind of stuff too, but not as much as the past.
So you've been here 20 years. You've been a part of things. You've seen things. What
he goes on tour.
What
that's
are
the
your...
thing about old dudes that fucking still go? You still get out on the road and go on tour, dude.
Sometimes, yeah.
Not
that's pretty cool.
I didn't mean to call. You know, we're the same. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you go out on tour, man. I think that's mad respect, and that's hard to do when you have family and Reno and you're not in your 20s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Rory. What are you trying to do?
So I was going to start asking Mark some random off-the-cuff questions, like, what are your three favorite bands you've ever played with in Reno?
Oh, we're not doing
Reno?
The quiz.
No, fuck the quiz this week. Mark's taken the quiz plenty of times.
Right. It's redundant.
Which is
at this
I'm just
going
to ask some more conversation.
Which is good
because
now you won't have to ask me which guy I want to bang or whatever it is that you're
right.
asking.
Right. Well, we'll never know if you're circumcised or not.
Just go back and listen to the
who
first
would
episode.
You do, Rick or Chewy?
Rick, right?
I'm a more
yeah,
versatile
Rick would know. Rick would know what he was doing.
Exactly.
And
all right.
Chewy would
me, Chewy, and Nick, Boff, Mary, Kill. Fuck, Mary, Kill.
Boff, Mary, Kill.
Yeah, Boff, Mary, Kill. Let's play that game. No,
that'd be a great name for like a woman in a punk rock band.
Boff, Mary,
Boff,
Kill.
Boff, Mary, Kill.
And this song is called Fuck the Patriarchy.
Hey, make you stop and think about Buffy St. Marie all over again, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Ooh,
man,
ooh, wow.
She was hot.
Well, that is a completely obscure reference that your Holland listeners will just completely not even know who the fuck she is at all.
Google her.
I do, but you...
That was one of... My mom had like
Sesame
three
Street.
Of her albums.
Yeah. Was she on Sesame
she
Street?
Was
yes,
Sesame
she
Street
was.
All the time.
I just know her from
I remember
from
that
folky
as well.
Stuff.
I was like 5 years old. I was like, damn,
she
that chick's hot.
My mom had like three of her albums. Yep.
So, I know her from Neil Young covers.
She always there had the braided thing and around.
She was a
social headband.
Activist. Yep. Native American lady.
Yep.
She could take home off the trailer hitch.
So what was
allegedly?
What was the question again?
what are your three favorite?
Oh, the three
bands
favorite
that you've
bands
ever
I've been
performed
in Reno. Oh Christ!
No, not been in, but got to play with.
Oh, that I got to like play shows with.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Just off the cuff, like
you
know,
you
don't
so
take
much
it too
trouble.
Seriously.
And anybody who, if he doesn't say your band, it means he thinks you suck.
Yeah, you can only pick three.
Oh, and they have to be Reno bands.
There's probably hundreds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Wow.
Sure.
I'll have to think about this, unfortunately, and there'll be dead air. Shit.
Or just your three favorite Reno bands ever.
That's much
like in
ever?
20 years.
Oh, that's not any
easier.
Less difficult.
Don't
so,
say favorite.
Thanks.
Just say three to pop to mind that you really like.
Three to pop to mind that I really like.
Memorable. Three of the most
memorable. Let's see. I would have to say Otis is one of them.
Mm.
And I don't know if you remember them. They were awesome.
They played the Zephyr a few times when I had a doorman come back there.
Good metal.
I'm not usually a death metal guy. I almost like none of it. But
they were
just so brilliant at it. And the three vocalist thing, especially toward the end before people moved away and such. And they were really brilliant. I would have to say Post-War would be up there for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Rad.
Definitely like very different. So that's two. You know what? I'm going to say The Spark because
yeah,
because that's when when Vague Choir was Mr. Vague, because there was kind of a there was like 2 years where there was a break, and Mr. Vague stopped, and I was in Dirt Communion for those 2 years, and then that ended, and Vague Choir kind of started around the same time again. But we played with Jen and Eric
and Andy Dykus,
all the time, and I liked the dual songwriting thing.
Yeah.
Jen and Eric both write great songs, mm-hmm. and
that band had really good stage chemistry.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They were so I would put them up pretty high. Also,
good pull.
So okay,
no cafe.
Eric Foreman,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
he's a genius.
So there's three, but there's a lot. I mean, there's
seriously. I think you just made my nipples hard.
Do you
and,
go?
And that's Jen.
That's Jen. Yeah.
I could tell it was Jen.
You are.
And wait.
One of the funnest.
And everybody, hang on. I've got a soundbite of Andy. Hey, there we go. Wasn't that awesome?
Good one, Andy.
He's a very kind of
guy. What would you say are your three favorite venues you ever played in Reno?
Well,
historically.
The Zephyr's got to be number one because, it's
a lot of great shows there.
Yeah. And you could tell stories about it all.
Yeah, there was a period of time where that was like the only place that had shows. Yeah, we didn't have it like we do now, where there's all these great places.
Yeah, and Eric Stengelin was the first person who booked us there.
Well, yeah, when he was a bartender
pre-internet, you did it old school flyer style.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh yeah.
That was the end of that shit.
A lot of debauchery and rad nights there at the Zephyr also.
Yeah, and
shirtless
and
ladies dancing on the bar.
Yeah, and the women's restroom upstairs, which was only in name only.
You don't want to go in the men's bathroom.
If you didn't know anybody better, it was the women's bathroom.
Yeah, so. If you just had to like get away from the bar for a second to puke, you could go in the men's room. But if you really had to go to the bathroom, then of course you go upstairs to the ladies' room.
If
you could still walk that far.
The ladies love that.
And so that one, and then there was a place on Wells I really loved a lot when in the Mr. Vague era called XOXO.
Yeah.
And now it's Red Room. An Egg Roll King or something.
And yeah.
Awesome. It was a Red Room, Red too. Room.
Awesome Egg Roll King there.
Is it really?
It's really good. I love that place.
I want to walk in and say I rolled around on the floor. And
actually.
The Dwarves played there, didn't they?
I broke my elbow there one time.
I think when it was Red Rum.
But I really didn't go there when it was Red Rum. But when it was XO and they kind of, it was really cool because
that was a tiny little place.
Yeah, and at the time there weren't a lot of people doing indie-ish stuff at all. It's like that was a weird period in town where you had to be kind of sort of metally or not metally, or I mean a lot of stuff that didn't fit in town. There was like a dearth of venues, mm-hmm. and they would take chances on stuff and book really cool stuff in, and I like that one. So now I got to think of a third one. I should probably think of a modern one so people don't think I'm an old man shouting in a cloud. So I would probably say it's kind of cheating because it's almost like the Zephyr but much larger. But I'd probably say Jubs for number three.
Just because
to me it's like it just feels like home and it's a great place.
It's a bit of the spiritual success.
It's the same.
But you did give props to the Saints earlier too.
I did. Which is a very different. It's a very different vibe.
But you only played there once. So, right?
Yeah, well, twice.
Twice.
Jubs way more. Yeah, so, but we'll see. I mean, at some point, you never know.
Jubs is much larger.
That's four right there. Throw out a fifth one from any era.
Throw out a fifth one from any era. Little Wall. Just kidding.
Great burgers.
Yeah.
The Mud Sharks used to rock that fucking place pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I liked, like, when I first moved here, the place I really liked to play at was Harry's. Which is now Sneakers.
Yeah.
Because
that was before it was Harry's Watering. It was just Harry's Bar and Grill, I believe.
Yeah.
Or Harry's American Bar.
No, that was after.
That was the rename
at first.
It was the Watering Hole first.
And that was really cool, just because the guy who ran it really knew about music a lot and really loved it. And
there were records all over
the
wall.
They had a really good blues open mic there.
He was real supportive.
Yeah.
And it was just really, I mean, it was the kind of atmosphere you would expect there to be in Reno, kind of debauched a little bit,
I spent my first Halloween there and made out with a girl named Tisha. My first Halloween in Reno.
Oh, Tisha.
And a bunch of you know Tisha.
Oh, she's way too hot for you to be boning
sometimes.
Her.
She made out with me on my first Halloween here. It was pretty awesome.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
You need to have some sort of sample of a violin playing like wistfully when Roy gets like this.
I'm nostalgic for the old days.
I remember Tisha.
And then I lost my pager.
You're getting just a quick.
Your pager. Those are the pager days, folks. Tisha was.
I know you might not want to throw anybody under the bus, but can you bring up some of the worst places you played?
Yeah, bars that don't exist. Come on, throw up some really horrible places.
You'll have to help me with the names because I am aged. Like, now.
We'll go for it. We'll help.
Right now, it's a place that is a Jimmy John's across from Manzanita Bowl.
Oh, Beer Barrel.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Great
place to drink
underage.
That was
the
Breakaway.
No, it was definitely the Beer Barrel.
It was
Beer
Barrel. It's a Jimmy John's.
Where they had the wall of fake IDs, and you'd go in, and it just smelled like rancid feet
inch of beer on the floor.
Bad always, cologne, and everybody had their shirts off because it was so fucking, like, you could go in December and it's 92 degrees with 84% humidity.
Right. Yeah. So Richard's Dream.
I was going to say, what's wrong with that? I think it sounds like a great bar. I want to go there
now. The minute
you
said humidity and
you went,
off.
I took you there one night, Rick. I took you there. We walked through it. You just wanted to walk through because I had told you about it.
Oh, because there's a lot of hot
dudes.
It's
just college kids. College kids drinking underage, doing stupid
things.
For
a band
to
be in there, the band barely had room to even be in that,
yeah,
that place.
And the floor sloped.
Yeah.
So
you were always falling.
Weird runoff thing.
Yeah, so drunk people would start to move towards the bar.
And when the Vitriolics played, I think we played there maybe once or twice, and you know, you can't really roll around on the ground in there. So it was kind of...
Oh, you shouldn't.
Yeah, no. It's catching. That's so you can't...
Good way to find cocaine, really I guess.
So that's the only one I can think of that's really, truly bad. You know, should I say this? No one's listening to this, right?
No. Not really. No, and whoever is probably agrees.
Bill Conran listens.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
And hi, Bill. And your
acrylics coming up.
They're going to be coming up here in November for Thanksgiving.
Which I saw them open for Catherine Wheel at UNR.
Fuck.
Wow. It was pretty amazing. And Catherine Wheel were great, too. So, but that's besides the point. What was I going to say? Oh.
You were going to say something horrible.
I saw The Shining last night in the movie theater. This is a long
time. Right. Okay.
And which is great. And
Stanley Kubrick.
But they were talking a little bit, or that kind of reminds me of, like, in the film, they're talking about places that have, like, bad juju, or you walk into it. I think Scatman Crothers is talking about it pre-Axe, about, you know, how some places have a shine to them and some don't, or whatever.
Yeah.
And the room that is now the Loving Cup, I have a weird psyche.
Formerly Satellite.
Yeah, it was Satellite, and then Biggest Little City Club, Loving Cup. And I'm sure it's fine, you know, and... But for some reason, that room is like...
It creeps you out.
Yeah, it's got something weird about that room. I don't know what it is.
What about the other side?
Is it below an Indian burial ground?
Maybe.
What about the other
side? I watched Poltergeist.
What about the other side of the building in the pizza joint? Shit. Do you have the same bad feeling
No, not at all.
Because it's just that side of the building.
It's just that side of the building. I don't know what it is, but something about that... I don't know. Something about that room creeps me out. And I never...
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss. Yep.
There you go.
Has it always creeped you out under any club it's been?
Yes.
Okay.
The only show I had there that I didn't feel like that was with Jin Scafidi, actually. It was Jin Scafidi and
Guardian
Joel Ackerson.
Angel.
You know who Joel
Ackerson is. Yeah, yeah.
And me, and we did like a round robin singer-songwriter thing.
Oh, that's fun. That'd be a great night.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
But every other show has just had weirdness involved in some way. And that's where, unfortunately, Richard saw The Sisters Doom. So
it blew
does
my
it,
mind,
does it
though.
Creep you out too, Rick?
So no, but I was so excited to see The Sisters Doom. I never get out, and I'd always wanted to see them because everybody talks about how fucking amazing they were. And it did not disappoint. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
There's just the energy from that. It was amazing.
I will say that Sisters Doom is one of those bands you have to go experience.
Unless they had a recording that we could listen to.
Right.
What a fantastic fucking set.
Did you just see me do that, motherfucker?
You're so smart.
And I that's great, but I do just want to say, I just want to stress that again. This is a band you go and experience. Not see.
Well, fuck, but
you experience
them. If I knew the words before I saw Mark sing them, I would have got more out of it.
And you can experience us next
now,
Friday.
Now, will you
at Jubs
on the
plug?
Next when Friday. You have your stuff out there on the net with this stuff on your SoundClouds of Sisters Doom, will you please include liner notes?
Oh, like what the
lyrics
words are?
Yeah, please, oh, please.
I should probably do that.
As a literary appreciator of music, I really like being able to read the song while I listen to it.
Yeah, which makes me feel bad because we didn't do it with the Great Big Fight with the new Vague record. But
asshole.
Sorry. Maybe you should do that for the Bandcamp. You know, you can do the little PDF and junk.
Yeah.
I'll consider it just for you because you're so special.
There's a lot of folks out there who really like being able to read the lyrics of the band.
Chewy,
because
you one of those?
Catch on, you can hook onto a line
or
two.
Yeah, I can read.
Do you like to read the lyrics?
I do. I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You know, you can hook onto a couple, but like when you're jamming out on the song, something gets a little indistinct. No matter how great the recording is,
right.
It's just you know how people pronounce it doesn't strike your ear right.
Yeah,
you know,
to read along as I'm listening to
at least
it,
once,
especially
or
to a
at least once or twice. Yeah.
It's cool to get to know what it's about.
And this is not just a hint to you. This is a hint to everybody producing music digitally right now. Give us your fucking lyrics, man. They're important.
Don't just make us guess.
It's part of the art project is your lyrics.
But isn't there something to say about, like, the mystery, too? Because you want to
hear
it the way...
That's what, as the guy who writes them for both the bands, sometimes you want to explain it, and then it's obvious, but I'm a little more obscure. Sometimes for whatever reason, and so sometimes and sometimes you don't want to explain it because it's about something mundane, and so someone will go,
right. There is
"That
no
was
meaning.
About
it's I, just words."
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me of when I got divorced, and da da da. And you're like, "Oh shit, that song's about a dog or whatever." You know what I mean?
Right.
I love
that.
Spatula,
just a
dude.
Random
that's
string of words.
Song.
Yeah.
It meant
so
much.
So you kind of don't want to spoil it for people.
Remember when Nevermind came out and you had to like listen to the whole album over and over again to try to write down
the lyrics?
He
only gave you a little bit. Yeah. He gave
you
a little
couldn't
bit
understand,
the
but there was but there was no lyrics in the
but you got the
notes.
But you got the vibe from that record.
I mean,
when that came out, I remember because I was in New Mexico and it was just so clear how Us Against Them it was.
Yeah.
I was
one of
Us, I guess, with them.
Yeah.
And it was just so...
We were us, we are now that.
It spoke to us.
Yeah, you totally got it.
Yeah.
At that point in time, we were us, but now we are
But now
them.
We're them, yes. That's true.
It's you too, Nick.
It's true.
You're one of the...
I know.
I've
known it for a while.
So, Richard, does that mean you were really going to play another song?
Yeah. Can we? Which one should we do?
Let's do, if it's a 6-minute song, is that a problem?
No.
We don't care.
Let's do number 9.
Will you also be playing another
number 9.
Song live?
Nick's going to go do number 2.
Did you write down, what are the other two
Oh,
say?
No, there were no titles on the thing, so it's just 1 through 7. I play a beginning and see what it is?
Play number 7. longest outro ever.
I hope this goes on forever.
It does.
God damn, yes. Man.
Fuck.
Keep Don't going. Step
See,
on it.
Wait. See, they're still playing. I think that's John whacking it, so to speak.
This movie.
No, Ed really
jiggle part of the song if you don't
Ed
hear
really
it all.
Like 23-year-old really super 23-year-old super stoner me who just wanted to like wear headphones and just like jam out.
Yeah.
Is really mad
on the
is really mad at us for stepping on the end of that.
Shut up, Dad. I'm not eating with you guys.
Man, don't disrespect the song, man. Don't disrespect
it's not
the
done.
Song.
Fuck, worst little podcast listeners, do you know how lucky you are this that Mark is sharing with us unfinished bullshit? That is so rad.
But that's finished bullshit.
Right.
Those
well,
are the
it's
actual
just,
mixes.
There's little touches that aren't done, right?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, that we might fade that out. We might not. I don't know. Yeah.
No, right. Leave it.
I think
no.
Great.
No. Let,
so that, yeah,
actually, make sure it just whole. Keeps going. Go. Yeah. Like, maybe draw time, that yeah. out.
Yeah. There is like a... either 10 or 12 minute song on the record, actually.
I was going to say, give that song an extra 3 minutes just with that note
pitch
decay.
Pitch it out a little bit. Stretch it.
We'll do. By the way, that's called Sleep When Dead. Sleep When Dead. That's
sleep When Dead. Yeah. You can sleep when you're dead. Fucking A.
You're not technically asleep then.
Sleep is for the weak.
So 48 Hour Mistake, Sleep
yeah.
When Dead.
Those are
yeah.
both meth songs.
It's a motif, isn't it?
It's all about meth.
It's all about meth.
Right.
Food.
Richard, that's the name
food
of the record.
Makes
all about
it's
meth.
All
that
about
you know.
Food
you
makes
know
you stupid, sleep when you're dead. Food makes you stupid, sleep when you're dead.
I like food.
Yeah, but you know, you always like just kind of sit after you eat food. When you don't eat
smarter?
Food, you like do stuff like create because you're hungry and you're just trying to distract yourself late at night.
That's true.
Or you That's bite all your fingernails
Do you ever
off.
Feel smarter after and you eat a big meal? I don't.
No.
No.
I usually open my
That's
pants, sit on the couch, and stare at things.
Oh, fuck.
Usually
How am I
going
to get back to the car?
But a big meal seems like a good idea. You feel pretty smart when you decide to go do it.
And then I look at that poor person and I say, I didn't believe I could eat the whole thing. Oh, we're not talking about that, huh?
your brother, your mother, your lover? Is that what you're talking about?
I was going for a cannibal joke there, yeah.
I was about to say that this conversation silence. Went into a black hole, but I thought that would be yet another innuendo, so I didn't want to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it would have. Fuck.
See, it's all
it's
circular
for yeah. Halloween.
So
Silence of the Lambs.
No, yeah, Halloween weekend's coming up here. Anybody have any great spectacular plans?
I do.
What are you doing?
I'm going
Nick?
To Festival Supreme this week. I will not be on the podcast, but no one will because it's Halloween in Nevada Day next
yep.
week.
And we're taking the week
we
off.
Take that off.
Gentlemen.
Yep. So Sorry. Mark gets a 2 week run on
Woo.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You get a forever run, but like there's 2 weeks where it's just you
Which just
or
on the
advertisement.
Yeah.
Right.
So who is at Festival Supreme this year?
This year, Flight of the Conchords. I think awesome. They're the headliner.
That's kind of bitching.
Eric Andre, huh?
That's their like
Eric
this
Andre's
is kind of
there.
Their big comeback, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
they haven't been
Basically.
Busy for a while.
Yeah.
But...
And I guess they're doing a record or it's
yeah.
to come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I imagine you're going to get again. To see some shit that's going to be on the new album.
Yeah.
This is the first song on our new album.
Yeah. Weird Al's going to be there.
Surrender.
Nice.
Sorry.
Weird Al's
anyway,
cool.
So, Weird Al, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Weird Al. Tenacious D is going to be doing a DJ set. Tenacious DJ.
Because the Kyle Gass Band is out on tour.
Sarah Silverman, Fred Armisen.
He's not doing that really bad Talking Heads thing, is he?
I don't know.
Have you seen or heard
doing.
That?
No.
It is not good.
It's not good.
Bad.
It's not good. Mm. It's the guys who do the IFC show, which is actually... Trivia note, Marcus's brother, Mike, is part of that Documentary Now series that they did. He's the drummer for their 70s soft rock band.
Oh, no
Mike
shit.
Mike Mayhall, yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you've got Netflix
yeah,
and you see Documentary Now, which is Armisen's show with him and the other dude whose name I can't
remember. That's what Mike's doing?
Yeah, Mike's a session musician and he does jazz music in L.A.
Fuck Rad.
Matt,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Okay, I was just saying, wait a minute. Mike?
Mike's
like,
your bass
player.
Two,
Mike's here
there's
in town.
Too, there's too many Mayhalls. Okay. God.
And their first names are all M.
They all rock.
No, it's very confusing.
It is.
God.
The fabulous
okay,
Mayhall
Matt.
Brothers.
Matt is the one on Documentary Now, which is on Netflix, It's the end of the season.
Oh, documentary now. Okay,
it's
the end of the season
where they did the thing with
Bill
the 70s
Hader
rock band.
And,
yeah, Bill Hader. There you go.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
But Mike's the drummer. Or did it again. Matt is the drummer in that band, by the way.
Okay.
But anyway, but this is part of the new season of documentary now, but it's this really bad kind of Talking Heads parody. But they wrote their own songs. But
it was disrespectful to the Talking Heads, would you say?
Kind of. Yeah. Or just not. Just
not that good.
Just not that good.
Hacky.
Hacky. That's just me.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah,
like
well,
it.
We'll see. I'll report back and see if that's what he actually ends up doing. But we saw him one time before where he did some of his own songs on a guitar and just talked to us like it was Fred Armisen. It wasn't
but that was a
character. God, I don't know. There's a bunch of shit. But it was cool because I got an astronaut suit and the theme this year is space. It's the final frontier. So, which I don't know if that's a clue that it's the final Festival Supreme. I hope not. Yeah. Final Frontier. But because they had the theme every year. Last year was Las Vegas. The first year was just a regular costume Halloween party. So I'm thinking, you know, hopefully next year I get to go again and do something. But astronaut suit. And it's cool because I found my Tenacious D patch and I'm going to sew it right on the breast of the astronaut suit and get some more rock and roll ones. I got a DRI one and Dressy Bessie, and I'm going to grab a few more cool rock and roll patches for my astronaut suit.
Fucking A.
For my costume. And I'm not sure what Mikey's going to be yet. She's
LA?
Still deciding. Yeah. Yeah.
Long
down
Angeles
in Shrine Auditorium in LA.
Like, nice.
Right in
cool.
Downtown. Yeah, it's a really wonderful thing. So I'm
a couple
excited.
Black dudes in that shit, too.
There is Eric Andre's going to be there, so.
He's half black. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
For those of
good
us
eye, Nick.
Here in Reno, what do you got?
Reggie Watts
going
was
on?
There a couple years ago.
I know
ago.
On Wednesday night, actually, by the time this podcast comes out, this will already have happened. But
if you get out early or we're good.
Well, no, that won't happen early because Wednesday night is the annual sighting of the Great Pumpkin in Dogwater Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
So we did that yesterday, listeners.
And you're goddamn
how was it, Rick?
You're goddamn right the podcast isn't going to come out Wednesday night because I'm going to be at the pumpkin carving party.
Fuck yeah.
Instead of working
carving
on the
pumpkins,
podcast.
Making
motherfucker.
A spectacle of ourselves.
So that's why this episode's a day late.
We should have mentioned this last week that anybody who knows where I live can stop by.
Yeah.
But everybody who did know did.
I hope so.
How many pumpkins?
I will make
this
an
year?
Announcement on the podcast webpage.
We shoot for around 30, but I haven't planned good this year. I don't know what's going to happen.
Just steal a bunch of pumpkins from outside of Save Mart and carve them up.
Right?
Yeah.
Steal.
Chew. I mean,
we do not.
I know.
Advocate kill your parents.
We respect
anything like that.
We respect civil
have
laws.
Have some respect for fucking Save Mart too. By the way.
Oh, speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, check out my favorite mindless self-indulgent song, "Kill Yourself."
excellent. Everybody always wanted that, but they did it.
Play it backwards.
Right.
So this weekend around town, there's lots of really awesome shit.
It's Halloween weekend.
Oh, yeah. Is it
Dogwater's carving pumpkin carving party is a Facebook event. So it is out there.
And I hope everybody saw it.
And so everybody who's listening now, go comment on it how you couldn't be here.
Right.
That's awesome.
I'm allergic to pumpkins. So that's what you should say.
Well, you know, Riku and them, we always had like heavy gloves and like one of those suits, like an Outbreak.
Yes,
good.
Friday night is the Pushbox and Asphalt Socialite show that we talked about last week.
Yeah,
that's right.
Also that night is a Halloween rock and roll show with next week's guests, The Electric, at The Rack.
Wait, didn't we already have The Electric on this year?
No, that was like a year and a half ago, dude.
Really?
Where's The Rack?
It was a while ago.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
The Racky, I believe, is near the movie theater, Riverside Movie Theater.
111
used to
North.
Be, used to be the shelter
for
a minute with the bowling alley.
Is that
I
a pool
my
hall
wedding
now?
Reception
it's no,
there.
It's no longer a bowling alley?
It's a pool hall now?
It's a bowling alley still.
Yeah.
It's But it's more It's not so strippered out. It's not like more like a college place.
Kashmiris don't no longer run it.
Stripper yeah. place. You know?
Try to charge you $10 to come downstairs yeah. and have a drink.
It's yeah. not so strippered out, that bowling alley.
So yeah, yeah. that's it. They're going to have a Halloween show there. So check that out. That'll be fun. They're awesome. They're going to be on our next episode at the beginning of November about their brand new CD.
Are they playing live as well?
At the Halloween show?
Yes. No, on the podcast.
Yes.
Cool.
I believe so. Also that night, let's see where this is, at Shay's Tavern, you've got Murder Rock, Broken Bodies, ooh, and yeah. Latter-day Skanks.
Awesome for Halloween.
That's a great Halloween show on Friday night.
Latter-day Skanks.
Let's see, Saturday, Utility Players
Skanks
are doing
for the
some
memories.
Rated R killer comedy, and that's going to be at the Sands, of course, where they always play. Oh, God, there's a whole bunch of shit that I don't even know what it is.
Halloween night, studio on 4th. Did you do that?
No, I'm
Murder
still.
Rock.
Isn't there a Rocky
that's,
Horror?
That's Murder
some
Rock
shit?
Again.
Oh, wait. Rocky Horror at the Historical Colonial Theater in Sacramento. No, that's yep. not it. Yeah.
There was one in Reno, wasn't there?
There was one the night of the Vague Choir show.
Yeah. Oh, it's
we
over.
Missed it because
oh,
the Vague Choir
my kid
show
went
was too
that
important.
Instead of the Vague Choir show. But she can't get into the Vague Choir show.
Did you say, how dare you?
Halloween Massacre featuring Murder Rock and the Fleshhammers.
What's the most embarrassing thing in the world for your daughter or your kid to see you play, I think. So I would never force her to go see me play.
Studio. Yeah. Studio.
That's my dad like, up there rolling around in shit.
I'd be so
yeah,
proud
no,
of my daughter if she's all, I'm going to rock.
Dad, are you not going to roll around in shit again tonight, awesome. Are you?
No, I just might. But anyway. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting your calendar, sir.
Studio. It's whatever. Who cares? Nobody's listening. Studio on 4th Halloween night. It's Murder Rock and the Fleshhammers. Speaking of.
And I think they're showing
speaking
horror
films.
Speaking of the Vitriolics. Yes.
They're showing, aren't they showing bad horror films before they play? So
I believe so,
so it's
yes.
a full like horror film festival.
Are the bad
bullshit.
Horror films like, from Blackie's home catalog of those? Because he had a ton of
it's like a version.
Evidently the Stooges
night.
Are
God,
playing
I knew which
in Shay's Tavern.
Too. Fuck.
Third
yeah,
Street.
What is up with that? Is that that's a Stooges tribute thing, obviously?
Okay,
I mean,
check it out. No, Halloween.
I think it's a Three Stooges.
No.
like Mo sing Search and Destroy and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Stooges,
that
Alcoholica,
good.
Hollywood Trash.
Everybody's a bunch
made
of
made from members of Thunderhead, Countress, and Violent Ruler.
Ah.
All those cats. Yeah, those
did
dirty
you see
rockers.
The Aversion Therapy show at 3rd Street on Saturday night?
Yes, that is right. I forgot about that.
It's always a nice place to go, and Aversion Therapy was nice enough
amazing.
To write us a theme song, and they kick ass.
Yeah, and rent this place to Rick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're the landlord, so.
Evan and the boys are fucking
Evan can suck my dick.
Can I give Evan another blowjob real quick?
He's going to cut Rick a break on the rent if you guys
please,
show up to that show.
Please blow my landlord.
My birthday show is December 12th, right after Merry Anarchy, like the Monday after. Kyle Gass is playing, and Evan's band Aversion Therapy is opening.
Fuck yeah.
I'm so awesome. Happy. Like, man, what a great birthday. Aversion Therapy and Kyle Gass at Jub Jub's, you know.
Quick plug, Merry Anarchy coming
that
up.
I used to drink whiskey at.
Merry Anarchy coming up December 9th and 10th. A benefit for Ted Zeppelin featuring all sorts of Reno rock stars.
Like 30 acts, dude. It's getting ridiculous at this point.
It's pretty awesome that we consistently get this many musicians and people to show out and help the members of their community. So we look forward to seeing you all again. As usual, there's going to be raffle. There's going to be silent auction. There might be food, but there's definitely going to be drinks and great music and all the people you know and love. Come on out and help support Ted, who is a diverticulitis?
Patron of the arts.
Diverticulitis,
yeah. He's been dealing with that pretty heavily the last couple years. And, well, shit.
We had a testification, too, on one of the Facebook threads. My friend Kristen was telling me she's got that, and it fucking is gnarly, and she might have to have her, like... Her colon removed in
lots
later years, and
yeah,
that could happen to Ted too.
Ted's like, no, he didn't. He had
he's
the surgery.
That's why
he had the surgery.
Yeah. That's why he's kind of in a little bit of a financial distress. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, fucking that doesn't sound like a good time. And Ted's our brother.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's you know somebody who came to the open mic night every night for a decade or more.
Two
and
decades
could not leave the house for 9 months. Like, so, yeah, Ted's one of us, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, and okay, if you listen to the show and you've ever come to the open mic nights, back at the Zephyr days, even back in the Blue Lamp days, You know Ted, and you know who Ted is. He looks like...
Sometimes he goes by Grateful Ted or Ted Can Dance or something, but
dude looks like Neil Young.
He looks like fucking Neil Young. Yeah. And he used to sing real quiet, and he's gotten a lot louder in recent years.
Yeah.
I remember one Halloween he went... Speaking Straight of Halloween, you went for Neil Young.
He did.
It was dope.
It was awesome.
It was an awesome costume.
What, he just put a hat on? Or what?
He put a rat hat on, had the hair, put on like the suspenders.
Like a poncho
and,
or something.
Played a couple songs. Yeah.
And he had his guitar and his, I think he had the harmonica thing on around his neck too.
Nice.
I was like, that's Neil Young, dude.
Yeah, Ted's a good dude. He's a brother. So come on out. We're going to have a lot of great stuff, including at least one original Greg Allen artwork.
So a Katie Sitt show, it sounds like, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you get to see a lot of good music there.
Fuck yeah.
And there could be some more surprises, but
it's pretty much Dooley.
Yeah, one time Dooley's going to be there.
Playing.
Yep.
Anarchy was awesome.
So, yep. Princess Bombs will be there too.
Yep.
We're going to have a great time. So I'm just kind of wrapping things up. Anything else we need to talk about, Chewy? World of sports?
Happy Halloween.
What do you think about the Cubs and the Indians?
I think it's awesome. I love it. I mean, I'm a Giants fan. I'd love to see the Giants there, but could it get any better than two teams that haven't won in 70 years minimum?
This is a real fight.
108 years maximum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever wins the World Series this year hasn't won since...
Depression.
1948 was the last time that the Indians won.
Before we were all born. 1908
was the last time the Cubs won.
Which is a long time ago.
Yeah, and the fucking Dodgers aren't there, which is great. So,
that was what made me happy.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yay.
And evidently there was a football game on Sunday that was really wacky. What did you think of that?
Which one? The one last night?
Seahawks?
6-6 game? Yeah, that was not that fun to watch. I mean, how the fuck did anybody else want? You guys didn't watch that game.
I overheard people talking about it at work.
6-6 with two missed field goals that could have won the game in overtime, and they both missed. It was awful.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
So they still. This is how much I follow football anymore. Sorry, everyone.
No, I'm with you.
Punch my man card. But I didn't even know they did ties anymore. I thought maybe they'd figure it out.
Nope. If they play an overtime period, and if nobody's won at the end of that, it's a tie.
Really?
Yep.
Is that a recent thing?
No, it's all. They just never changed. College football used to have a tie, and they changed it to like a.
Yeah.
Like the overtime maybe system there, yeah. But the NFL, still, if you don't have a winner at the end of overtime, then it's a tie.
You can't get a tie under six.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they don't do that on the Super Bowl.
In the playoffs, there has to be a winner.
Right.
Yeah. They don't just give out two trophies.
There's like a lesser trophy, like made out of plastic or something.
Yeah.
The second one. You guys are kind of shitty, so here's your plastic.
Your candy.
Everyone's the winner. Here you go.
I guess you won.
The Raiders are winning. No, that's cool. I like the
Raiders. Did they win on Sunday?
Yes, they did.
The soon to be Nevada Raiders.
They're going to be called the
Vegas Raiders.
Let's not even get into that shit.
Yeah, we better not crack that nut or the fucking elections. Well,
I'd like to go out on a song with Mark. So remind us the Sisters Doom's next show is.
Sisters Doom next show is next Friday, November 4th at Jubb's as part of Offbeat Music and Arts Festival.
A great lineup, too.
Yeah, we're going to need to talk about that next time.
Crania Galactic Orchestra, Sisters Doom, Lavish Green, and Elephant Rifle. And it starts at 7. If you have a wristband, it's free. If you don't, I think it's either 10 or 12 bucks. I can't remember. But hey, you know, 10 or 12 bucks for those four bands in particular.
That's a hot show.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So, apart from my own band, it's like whatever. But and then the next Vague Choir thing, apart from the record being available in places, is Merry Anarchy. We're going to do whichever night you deem.
We'll talk after the show, but yeah.
Awesome.
But so we'll do that as well, as we always do and like to do. And that's it.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of us here at the studio, myself, Reverend Rory, Nick, Chewy, Rick, and the intern crew, Mr. Baker, even though he's not here, this is the Reverend Rory Dowd signing off saying, life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
We're talking out of our ass.